What if everything you know about starting a business is backward? In 2007, Joe Polizzi left his six-figure executive position with no product to sell, just a commitment to deliver valuable content to a specific audience. Within a few years, his Content Marketing Institute had made the Inc. 500 list three consecutive times and reached $10 million in annual revenue. This counterintuitive audience-first approach has been replicated by entrepreneurs across industries with remarkable success. While 90% of traditional startups fail within 5 years, content-first businesses like Brian Clark's Copyblogger Media and Michelle Phan's Beauty Empire demonstrate the power of building relationships before selling products. In today's overcrowded marketplace, establishing trust through consistent, valuable content creates a sustainable competitive advantage that traditional marketing simply can't match. This model works because it reverses the risk equation. Instead of developing products and hoping customers will come, you build an engaged audience that tells you exactly what they want to buy. The foundation of any successful content business lies at the intersection of expertise and enthusiasm, what Polizzi calls the sweet spot. Matthew Patrick combined his analytical mind, perfect SAT score, neuroscience degree, with his passion for gaming to create game theory videos, growing from 500,000 to over 4 million YouTube subscribers. Chili Klaus merged musical performance with his love for chili peppers, creating viral videos of orchestras eating spicy peppers while performing. Michelle Phan united artistic skills with makeup passion to build a beauty empire. Passion fuels persistence. As Charles Schwab said, a person can succeed at almost anything for which they have unlimited enthusiasm. Without genuine excitement, maintaining consistency through the pre-profit phase becomes nearly impossible. For established companies, addressing customer pain points can replace personal passion. The sweet spot emerges when you connect your knowledge with an audience who truly needs it, understanding who they are, how they live, and why they'll care about your content. In today's saturated digital landscape, finding your sweet spot isn't enough. You need what Polizzi calls a content tilt, a unique angle that sets your content apart. Without this tilt, you become background noise. Take Ann Reardon, the baking queen of YouTube, who distinguished herself by creating seemingly impossible desserts, like Instagram logo cakes and treats made with 5 pounds of Snickers bars. This unique approach took her from 100 subscribers to over 1 million in 3 years. To find your tilt, consider, would anyone notice if your content disappeared? Would it leave a gap in the marketplace? Try writing a launch press release to clarify your unique value. Use Google Trends to spot opportunities. While knitting searches decline, loom knitting searches have surged 300%, revealing potential niches. Create a content mission statement that defines your core audience, what you'll deliver, and their expected outcome. Focus on audience benefit. What transformation do you promise? How will your content improve their lives? Let this mission guide all content decisions. Major media companies succeeded by mastering one primary channel before expanding. When choosing your platform, balance reach, audience connection, and control, content ownership. While YouTube offers vast reach but limited control, owned platforms like WordPress provide full control but require more effort to build traffic. Since social platforms can change rules unexpectedly, prioritize building owned properties while using other channels to drive traffic to them. Follow 6 principles for consistent content. Address audience needs, maintain consistency, use authentic voice, take clear positions, avoid selling, and dominate your niche. Generate ideas systematically by listing audience questions, monitoring industry discussions, analyzing data, and drawing inspiration from diverse reading. Use an editorial calendar to track publication dates, topics, authors, and status. This becomes your content operations foundation. Building subscribers is the cornerstone of the Content Inc. model. As Andrew Davis notes, focusing on creating a subscriber database is developing a customer database before you have customers to sell to. The Missouri Star Quilt Company demonstrates this power. Jenny Doan's engaging YouTube tutorials grew to 250,000 subscribers after investing $24,000 in quilting equipment during the 2008 recession. This audience now drives 2,000 daily online sales and has transformed Hamilton, Missouri, creating 120 jobs, multiple fabric shops, and new businesses. While all followers matter, email subscribers are most valuable for direct access. Even BuzzFeed prioritizes email subscription calls to action. Your strategy should include email offerings like newsletters, industry updates, or monthly reports. To grow subscribers, connect content pieces, use exit intent popovers, ask for minimal information, and promote across platforms. Focus on content findability. Half of web traffic comes from organic search. Prioritize SEO, expand reach through guest appearances, list-based content, and engage on platforms like Quora. Content entrepreneurs begin monetizing before reaching their minimum viable audience, the point when organic growth through social sharing begins and audience feedback reveals desired products. While building his platform, Polizzi developed the limited inventory model for immediate revenue. This approach transformed digital advertising into premium sponsorship by limiting availability to 6 sponsors, providing equal visitor exposure and category exclusivity while commanding higher rates. Successful content entrepreneurs employ diverse revenue strategies early. Digital Photography School uses affiliate sales. Game Theory leverages YouTube advertising. Moz offers consulting, and Copyblogger earns partner royalties. The key is considering monetization from day one. While most people rely on 1 or 2 income sources, successful content businesses combine multiple revenue streams, including advertising, sponsorships, native advertising, subscriptions, premium content, conferences, books, crowdfunding, and audience-focused products. For established companies, understanding content engagement drives monetization. River Pools and Spas found that audience members who consume 30-plus pages of content convert at 80% versus the industry's 10% average. A single blog post about fiberglass pool costs has generated over $2 million in sales. Joy Cho's evolution from freelance designer to multimedia entrepreneur illustrates the Content Inc. model perfectly. Starting Oh Joy as a hobby blog in 2005, she attracted her first client through her content, leading to launching her design studio. Joy's sweet spot combined design expertise with versatility, while her authentic, approachable voice became her content tilt. Publishing up to 3 posts daily on 6 core topics, she quickly built momentum. By 2008, Time Magazine recognized Oh Joy among the top 100 design blogs globally. Today, Joy's empire encompasses books, speaking engagements, and a massive social following, including 13 million Pinterest followers. Her studio serves major brands while she designs products for Target, Microsoft, and Johnson & Johnson. The Content Inc. journey requires patience, as demonstrated by Joe Polizzi's path from early struggles to a $10 million Inc. 500 business. Though gaining traction took nearly 3 years, this approach proves more reliable than launching products blindly. Modern platforms offer unprecedented opportunities to build loyal audiences through content. Following the Content Inc. method, finding your sweet spot, creating your content tilt, building your base, harvesting audience, diversifying platforms, and monetizing effectively can transform both your business and life.